The draft commercial use plan outlines a process for securing permits for commercial use of the city's trails, lakes, and other recreational sites, establishes maximum group sizes and groups per week for those areas, increases permit fees, and establishes a fee schedule for tour groups. It's a comprehensive overhaul of the city's process to regulate commercial use of its trails, lakes, and parks, and it's driven in part by a recommendation from the former Tourism Task Force to identify and protect priority recreation sites in the midst of strong growth in the tourism industry. Planning Director Amy Ainsley said the city wants to support an industry that does a valuable service of getting visitors on the trails, but it's still a shared use that needs to be evaluated.
You know, when we have operators that are, you know, and I'm not, there's nothing wrong with it, but they are making a profit from public lands. The public should, you know, have an opportunity to have a say in how that use comes out, and as well as to, you know, have revenue that helps to account, you know, for the shared use of maintenance and upkeep of those areas. And so we really want to make sure that the, you know, that the citizens of Sitka are fairly considered and compensated for the use of their lands.
The application fee for a permit will increase from $250 to $400, and the fees will increase from $2 to $5 per client for use of most areas, with the exception of Baranoff Warm Springs and Goddard Hot Springs, which will increase to $10 per client. Ainsley said it's the first time permitting fees have been increased since the early 2000s, and while the plan caps group sizes and number of groups for each area, Ainsley said it still allows for around 2.5 times the reported commercial use of city land compared to previous years. As an example, under the new plan, the city would allow 18 commercial outfitter groups per week at the Herring Cove Trail, with a maximum group size of 8 participants, including the guide. To land on these numbers, Ainsley and Parks and Recreation Director Kevin Knox reviewed the U.S. Forest Service's permit requirements for use of its trails and lands and aligned most of their maximum group sizes with those. They used data gathered from a community survey, spoke with permit holders, and held work sessions with the Planning Commission to develop the plan. Several tour operators voiced concerns about the plan, including the cap on group size and amount, and the increased client fees, which some felt were too steep. And Ryan Harris, a longtime tour operator, worried that limiting the number of permitted tours would mean more visitors hiking trails without a guide.
These are people that just don't know, and they're coming up, and quite frequently, we've had a lot of bears on trail. And I have had to physically stop people getting closer to get a better photo of the bear. If we put these limits on, in particular the Thimbleberry Trailhead, people are going to be wandering up there without supervision, and I'm worried for their safety.
After reviewing the plan, some assembly members called for changes. Assembly member Scott Saline felt like there hadn't been enough outreach around it and pushed back on permitting commercial use at Goddard Hot Springs, a recreational site just 25 miles by boat or plane from Sitka that sees mostly local traffic.
So you've been in town for forever, and now you get to go to Goddard one time when somebody's going to bring you, and now you're choked out with the whole commercial deal there. Where usually you can go there and you know somebody that's in the tub, you get in the tub with them.
But Assemblymember Kevin Mosher noted that Baranoff Warm Springs, on the eastern side of Baranoff Island, is already seeing high visitor numbers. The small community is within the Sitka borough, but too far away for Sitkins to routinely visit. Mosher argued that this plan would help generate more revenue to offset the maintenance costs for the site, which has a dock and boardwalk.
A lot of these homeowners built the, or have been maintaining these boardwalks themselves at their own cost. I think that's an attempt to kind of bring that to heel a little bit by getting a little more money to repair, and then possibly, you know, I don't think we want unlimited numbers out at Goddard and Baranoff. Like Amy said, I think she said 8,700 users, and that's a staggering amount of people out there.
Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said he appreciated the concept of the plan, but recognized that the city is walking a narrow line.
On one side is my business side, where I want to encourage development of businesses and facilitate businesses within our municipality. On the other side is the residents saying we're getting choked out, and that's on multiple levels. That's from 10,000 people a day in our downtown corridor. That's to groups on trails. It's in multiple different levels. So I I want to try and balance the two of them between this.
Eisenbeiss said if the plan was approved, they'd need to develop a budget for the revenue generated by the fees. Other changes to the plan were suggested by assembly members, like aligning the city's maximum group size for Thimbleberry Trail with the Forest Service's, and enacting the plan in 2026 to give outfitters time to adjust to the rate increases and new process for securing an annual permit. But rather than amend the document at the meeting, the assembly directed city staff to make some of those changes to the document. They postponed voting on the plan, agreeing to revisit it at the first regular meeting in January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.